The Guardian. It's an hour-long walk from the village of Gorica in northeastern Bulgaria through a thick oak forest to Karadere Beach, a long stretch of fine white sand and green-blue waves. Here, there are no sunshades, lounges or ice cream vendors, only a smattering of holidaymakers who have pitched their tents and plan to spend the summer here in what they refer to as their eco-paradise. But developers have been eyeing up the whole of the area since the collapse of communism almost 19 years ago. It's not surprising, seeing as around 90% of the Black Sea coast has already been developed for tourism purposes, leading to an excess of often ugly, cheap and speedily built resorts. Several months ago, to the horror of the bohemian set who frequent Karadere, plans were announced that will turn the beach and surrounding oak forests into a luxury resort. And the project is spearheaded by none other than Britain's star architect, Sir Norman Foster. On the website of his company, Foster & Partners, the concept for Black Sea Gardens is described as
a series of car-free hill towns in an unspoiled setting of oak forests, meadows and river gorges. The development will create a year-round community for up to 15,400 residents. The residential clusters are tightly packed and integrated into the contours of the landscape, preserving the majority of the site as virgin terrain.
The project's creators boast that it will be Bulgaria's first carbon-neutral resort, meaning that the settlements will sustain themselves and be constructed from local natural resources. It's an attractive claim. But ecologists, ornithologists and civil rights activists have condemned the project in the strongest terms. They say the reason the area is unspoilt is because it is protected, and that whatever claims the project designers make that their resort will be eco-friendly, the fact is it will turn a virgin beach, which is so far without any infrastructure and where birds and wild animals have free range, into an overcrowded resort exclusively for the rich.
My name is Veselin Paskalev. I'm a lawyer. I dedicate part of my time for pro bono work for so-called group Green Lawyers that we organized with a couple of like-minded lawyers. And we work for some green causes, for conservation of the wildlife and wild nature in Bulgaria. Well, my reaction was basically that Sir Norman Foster has been misled probably to come to invest to Bulgaria, especially to support, not investing himself, but to support and to work for a project in Bulgaria, especially on the Black Sea, where basically what is going on is not really development, but a kind of construction jungle that is being developed and is developing itself without any zoning and any public control and public planning. So probably either Sir Norman Foster doesn't know with whom he is dealing with, or alternatively he is not as green as he tries to present himself.
My name is Nadezhda Maximova, and I'm a coordinator of the coalition of NGO, environmental NGO in Bulgaria, So That Nature Remains is the name of the coalition. First, we are trying to preserve all the few left wild places at the Black Sea coast, because there are really few, and Karadere is one of them. And it's important because it's unique, it's beautiful, and it's good as the way it is. And in Bulgaria, we have really this huge problem with overconstructive over the Black Sea coast. And there are only 7 wild places left, and Karadere is one of them. And it has huge variety of wild animals, birds, species, and all kind of habitats and plants.
My name is Martin Mikus. I'm an architect. I mean, on paper looks very nice, and it's maybe really Sir Norman Foster, maybe he really can prove that it's carbon neutral. But again, it's on paper first. And second, I'm not sure if he ever have been there. This is my first question to Sir Norman Foster. Have you ever been there? Because this is a virgin environment, and it's a proposed site covered under the network called Natura 2000. protected area. And I don't think that if I go to Great Britain and try to build in such nice, well-preserved land, I'll be okay and welcome there.
Dmitry Georgiev is an ornithologist from the area who now makes a living by taking tourists on tours to demonstrate the variety of wildlife in the area, which he says such a settlement would destroy.
We have just seen a lot of examples already in Bulgaria what the construction could cause to the wildlife. So such a big percentage of construction will definitely destroy most of these valuable habitats for this biodiversity I've mentioned. Also, it will cause a big disturbance to the adjacent areas. Many species of birds and mammals and other animals, they just need quiet.
I joined Biljana Vojkova and her family on Karadare Beach just to find out for myself why they want it to stay as it is.
I'm a concert violinist and a musician, and I've been coming here since very young age because my parents bought a property here. They bought a house. They actually bought land and they built their own little house. And that was about 23 years ago, over 20 years ago. So I have memories since very, not very early, but since childhood, since my like teenage years. So things have changed quite a bit. It's a place where you basically come without wanting to do anything. You just come and you enjoy your time. You go swimming, obviously. You take walks all around. We go picking mussels and we put them on the fire at night and we make salad with them and we eat them. And then we collect stones and shells. But actually the first time that I knew that there is an actual plan and that there is an actual owner of a lot of the properties right next to the beach was about 2 years ago. And last year was the first time that I actually met people with plants in their hands, with these jeeps that came and started walking around and looking at the plants. And that was a scary moment for all people that come here and want nothing from this beach except what it already offers.
Now I'm Toto Danche. So here I'm with my mother and father at the beach at Karadare, and it's very cool here and great waves and we play, and I don't want it to be, you know, all constructions.
Are you concerned? Are you worried about the construction work?
Well, not really. Like, I don't want it to happen, but if it happens, that's it.
While Foster and Partners refused to talk to The Guardian, I did get to talk to Georgi Stanishev, a Sofia-based architect who is the local partner for Norman Foster and also happens to be the brother of the current Prime Minister, Sergei Stanishev, who has given the project his blessing. Georgi told me in a telephone interview that the 1 billion euro resort would be constructed so that it was sympathetic to its surroundings, and he claimed that it broke no Bulgarian laws. The locals, he added, would still have access to the beach. In an emotive appraisal of what it meant to have secured the backing of someone as prominent as Sir Norman Foster for the project, he said it was of extreme symbolic importance beyond the resort itself and would, he hoped, boost the status of Bulgaria.
Norman Foster was selected for this project very precisely because of the Jules Verne-type optimism which is present in his architectural works, a bit of which we would like to harness here in Bulgaria.
But the project's detractors remain unconvinced.
I think what we protest is that there is very, very few places left in the world, if you look at the world as a whole, that are still virgin. And this is one of them, and it would be really great if some of them are preserved. So, of course, we know this one, and we want this one to be preserved. So I'm sure there is other people in the world and other places that need the same attention. But somehow, looking at the Black Sea coast, this is one of maybe two or three places that are left. So I think it would be really nice to have one or two left the way they are.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.